Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It seems today that all you see is violence and podcasts and sex on TV.
But where
the mega cast is starting, and you're about to listen to it. Lucky there's a super mega cast.
Nice.
Thanks for entertaining me with that one, brother.
Of course, man. Anytime.
Yeah.
It's episode 262.
262, also known, I don't have a witty, like, fact or fat, you know.
What's a palindrome?
Oh, there you go.
And in my hands, I am holding the certificate that proves that Matthew Chan and Ryan Kuhn, the binary star system, belongs to me.
And it is beautiful.
It says, this certificate proves that the star named Matthew Chan and Ryan Kuhn. It doesn't say, like, what it proves. It just says the certificate proves that the star
name. Let me see it. Hand it over.
Bub. It's framed, though. They sent us a frame. And you know what, guys?
Oh, nice. Did they get this at Michael's?
Yeah. You know, for a nice $19. And you know what's pretty cool about this company? When I emailed them saying that the first one never showed up, they alerted me that I should have told them, and if I want to get it, the thing I already paid for with express shipping and the frame, then I would need to pay again. And I said, well, no, here's the receipt. I already paid for it. And they're like, well, it's your fault for not telling us it didn't arrive, so we're not going to reship you one. And then they passed me off to a higher up who never responded. So
what is that font they used? For like
this website's not a scam, I'm telling you.
I've been
saying it from the beginning. This website is not a scam. I understand. It's the business ethics.
They actually gave you a certificate on like the last star you bought. So I feel like, you know, you have physical proof now. But the other star, who's to say that you do own?
Well, they would. They said I'd have to pay again for something I already paid for that I never received. So
even though they have proof of your purchase,
mm-hmm,
and that no one else should have been able to buy the star.
Also, not
as
proof.
Well.
Not proof of. From me, it's within their system proof,
yeah,
that I purchased it, and I purchased the expedited shipping and the frame.
Yeah,
but whatever.
At least the same company that you.
Yeah.
So they did well this time.
Yeah. At least I got Matthew Chan and Ryan Kuhn, the binary star system.
Do you want it?
Yeah, we got to put this up in the office. And you guys, I don't know if we've said the coordinates for you little stargazers out there. It's RA19H41M48S, December 50 degrees, 31 feet, 31 inches. So, enjoy. Maybe you guys can see. Any of you astronomers out there, if you can take a picture of it, I'd love to see it.
Hold on.
It's in Cygnus.
I've been working on this guitar riff. Can you tell me how it is?
Sure.
Oof. Let me put this down. I've also been working on the drums.
Oh, let me hear that, man.
We'll be right back.
damn.
Yep.
Goddamn, dude.
Yeah.
Ryan, you're a man of many talents. You know that?
I've just been like, I've been on a roll, you know? Life is great. Life is good.
Thank you, Jesus, for this food.
For the hood.
Your mom's in town, ain't she?
Yeah, I haven't seen much of her because I...
Well, she got that weight loss surgery, so now she's thin. Yeah. She's a millimeter
She'll turn
thin.
Sideways. I can't see
can't
her.
Can't even see her.
But we've been... It's crunch time for the book right now because we've been open that we've been working on a book and we're excited to release it, but also apologies if we sound a bit worn out because for the past week we've been coming into the office working 12 to 14 hour shifts,
I guess. Last week too.
Last week as well.
So the past 2 weeks, yeah. And then we worked this...
The weekend.
Weekend, yeah.
And
it's
so
Sunday right now.
My mom's visiting. She came in Tuesday. So, and I haven't, the only time I've really seen her is like I'll get home in between 1 and 2:30 or something like that. And she'll like wake up and be like, hey. I'll be like, hey. She's like, okay, good night. I'll go to bed and then I'll wake up. Then I'll be like, bye, bye. So I haven't really seen her at all. I got lunch with her today though. Which was nice.
Nice.
But after we're supposed, if all goes according to plan, today should be
end of day today.
The final day and the book should be ready on our end to start looking at production and publishing.
Right. Because all we have to do is the book's been finished in terms of writing. Now it's in the editing phase. And currently in the editing phase, it's 288 pages. It'll shorten out once it's formatted, but...
Also, like, we used kind of, I guess, a bigger font when we were writing it. Then it's different than the page layout in the book, how we wrote it. We just wrote it in Google Docs.
And to repay me for finishing her beautiful wedding video, my sister is an assistant writer, like an editor on the book, and she has been editing our book very intensely. She's been going back and reading it like 3 times and she should be done with that today. And then we're going to go through her notes and fix up some grammatical stuff and
cause
look at some of the little spices she sprinkled on.
Because our friend YG Red Horse also helped out in terms of editing. But Red Horse is taking some time and has gone up to the mountains to look after this... cabin
he needed to detox after reading our book.
Yeah, he was building like a family cabin that he's gonna give to his kids one day. So,
that's so sweet.
Yeah,
you know, it's an undertaking to read this book.
Yeah, all by himself too, by the way.
I know, that's very surprising.
But
reading the book or building the cabin, both were surprising.
Yes,
for me.
Both are surprising, but I think building the cabin is pretty...
Yeah, man, the book is where you guys are gonna get real sick of us talking about the book.
Yeah.
Just because we're so excited about it. It's fucking...
It's not too far off. If everything goes to plan, I'm not going to say the date because I don't want to get people excited or anything, but it should be before the end of the year, a good bit before the end of the year.
I would say if all continues, because after today, it's out of our hands.
Yeah.
Which means that if all goes well on the production side and publishing side of the book, then it should be out before the holiday season.
Yes.
And that's the goal. Holiday season, including November. Thanksgiving. So if all goes well, but we'll keep you guys updated if there's any delays. We're praying that there's not.
Yeah.
Because we would like this to be its own... We don't want this to be like a Black Friday drop or something. I want this to be its own thing.
We also really...
We got to get that New York Times bestselling
status.
That's
what I was about to say.
We have to.
Yep.
5,000 copies, 5,000 units in 1 week. So we're going to be talking about this book a lot because that we need... It doesn't matter if you buy the audiobook, if you buy the ebook on Amazon or wherever, or the physical edition of the book with all its illustrations and its nice cover and everything, or the hardback even. Basically, if you get a copy, you're helping us out, and I'm very, very excited. The ebook and the audiobook would be cheaper than the physical book.
Yeah, well, because the physical book, you actually have to have physical components to make it with. And that costs money.
Just ship it across the world.
And it's formatted specifically
for a print edition. But with the way that it's being published, like, it'll be perfect and fine to read, like, on a Kindle or anything.
Or an
like
iPhone,
that.
Even.
Or an iPhone,
the,
yeah.
The whole book and see all the illustrations on your little tiny iPhone or Android.
But if you really, really enjoy our content and want to support us, then maybe and also if you just like physical copies of books, I think instead of what I was about to say, it more comes in line with whether you like hardcover or softcover. I've always been a bigger fan of softcover books.
Me too.
Because, will there be we want there to be a hardcover. There's definitely going to be, okay, good.
I'm just so excited. We've put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this project, and I'm very, very happy with the book itself.
I like when we're formatting it and deciding where certain illustrations will go and stuff.
We got a
like
team
that.
Of 15 or 16, I don't remember the exact number, illustrators from the community.
We've assembled a team of 15 high priority.
Two podcast episodes ago, we put a call out for illustrators, and a lot of you guys responded. And now we have assembled a team from you wonderful people in the community, and you guys have all been worked so hard to get 45 total illustrations finished in just 2 weeks.
And you'll get to see all of them, not only in the I guess credits in the book, but also through all the illustrations. You'll get to
see. They're beautiful. Everyone worked so hard. They look so good.
So if you're also looking for new artists while reading our book, you might happen upon someone.
It's funny too, because these people, you know, we did not let them like read a copy of the book early. So we just gave them the prompts of what each
drawing was. No spoilers. We can't let it leak.
Right. So they got some of these prompts and they're like, what the fuck is the context for this drawing? And they have no idea. They just have to draw it. And it's like, all right, I guess that's a part of the book. But after this podcast, we're jumping straight back into it.
We gotta do an ad.
Yeah.
Not for the podcast.
We gotta record a little commercial with a video camera.
But then after that's edited and this podcast is edited.
It's book time, baby.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, we're about to get some new camcorders because, you know, we use Panasonic GH5s to shoot our live action videos,
but we started with camcorders.
Yeah,
or at least our phones and the camcorder.
Yeah,
I just like the camcorder vibe because you and I grew up with that. Like as kids,
we grew up
with the tape, the ones that you recorded onto tapes,
the high 8 tapes. Yeah,
and then how I would watch it because my mom would put it on VHS or something. I think you give it to CVS or something like that. You could also plug it into the TV with AV cables.
My friend had a VHS that had a little slot that you would stick the smaller tape into and you could play it. It was cool.
But
I mean, there's something with our...
That digital zoom,
Zoom, man. Just the feel of a camcorder in your hand for shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Like for higher quality videos of ours, obviously, you know, like mailroom and music videos will always be like better cameras, but... For our vlogs and shit, I think we're about to score some new professional camcorders.
I just don't want to be holding a camera with like two hands, because even with a phone, sometimes you're like,
yeah, this. Like the one-handed thing
you can just go right
controlling
up.
The zoom with your fingers.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It feels so good. I found my old camcorder from high school today, and we're gonna try to shoot our commercial on that. But I basically my question is, people out there who might already have one of these, the Canon XA50 is what we were looking at.
Yeah.
How do you like it? Is it good? Is it epic? I've been looking at reviews. Is there another XA series Canon that's better? We're looking at those, but you know, those.
And also we can't buy anything without y'all's permission.
Yes. Which I'm thinking about buying a house soon, so.
Hey, super mega fans, can I buy a Lamborghini. Super Mega couldn't even buy a Lamborghini.
No.
Super Mega could buy
maybe a Ford like, F-150.
Yeah, we could afford that.
If we want to bankrupt the bank account and buy a truck.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
We can buy a...
Where's the money, McGee? I bought a Ford F-150. Look, it's lifted.
And I also got the Tesla X. Model X. Yeah, I was about to say.
the poor people Tesla.
Wait, what? No, what's the big
Model
one?
Model 3.
Model 3
is the poor people one.
Oh. The Model X is the bigger one, right? I don't know.
Model X is expensive. Model X is really expensive.
X.
Model X is
Yeah, it's the big one.
Model X is the 69421.
Dude, I want that Tesla truck. Not really. Well, actually, like...
Weren't we supposed to start seeing them on the road this year?
I don't know.
COVID, probably.
If it were given to me for free, I would love having it as a personal vehicle.
When's it coming out?
I don't know. Are they going to put the fucking airplane throttle control shit in there?
The yoke? I don't know.
Dude, they should just put a joystick in there.
Have you ever driven a Tesla?
No.
It's a fun little... I've driven one before. It's a fun little doohickey.
I know.
Shit accelerates fast. I remember
the first time I ever was in a Tesla was in Markiplier's mm-hmm. Tesla.
When Markiplier bought a Tesla when we still lived
He had
with
a
him.
Red Tesla to match his red hair.
Mm-hmm.
And his red heart.
What was it, a Model S, I think? That thing was... This isn't one of our gaslighting memes. He really got a crazy Tesla. And this was 2017 or 2016, like, yeah, when they were still pretty new.
He got this company to offend. It's like you get this company to make custom wigs for your car, and so he wanted the Tesla to match his hair. So
big pink mustache on the front. So when driving around LA, you would know that's Markiplier.
Yeah, and he was a safe dude. He always made sure to keep a Glock and a combat knife in the glove compartment.
Yes,
with a stash of $15,000 just in case he ever needed to, you know, make a pit stop.
As everybody should in their car, you know. It is crazy. I think the acceleration on those is like stupid fast. But you know, Elon's a little too epic for me. That's all I'll say. His memes are a little bit too epic for me, man.
I don't even understand them because they're just above my level.
Dude, fucking, when Elon is posting
I just have
about
to stick
Doge,
with puppers and doggos, bro.
Oh, fuck, man. Don't get me started. I probably twice a week I go back and rewatch his Saturday Night Live appearance.
Oh,
I have it burned onto DVD. Because
I forgot about that, man. You should have left that. You shouldn't.
You forgot
that
about
up.
It because you were blinded with such pleasure and delight while watching it that it
bad
actually
vibes
it actually
the
shut
room.
Down it shut down your brain. Your brain shut down.
I don't think it
went into a state of shock from pleasure.
I don't think that's what happened.
You laughed too hard that you lost all oxygen. You could not convert the oxygen into CO2 fast enough, and you passed out. That's what happened. You laughed. People have died from laughing too hard before, and when that Saturday Night Live episode with Elon Musk hosting aired, a lot of people died that night.
You think?
Yes. Laughed
with
apart.
Him.
He, and yeah, he laughed pretty hard too.
I wish he would try to actually go that route of he started Tesla, but now he's edging into acting.
But everyone lets him do it just because he's like a famous billionaire. It's like, oh yeah, I mean, we're not going to say no to Elon. So he just ends up in all these movies.
He's like in the next Marvel movie.
He's just the most goddamn awful actor you've ever seen.
Dude,
but
if he was,
they just let him do it.
If he was a villain in a Bond film, that would be pretty sick. Not like, Elon Musk, but him as an actor, not him as a person.
Him like petting, like stroking a cat in his arms.
Huh. Well, I see that you have stolen my stuff. Hmm.
Hmm. It looks like I must release the attack doges. You know, he's got to throw a doge reference in every movie. And then also,
what's wrong, Bond? You mad?
He gives a little, he would look at the camera and laugh a little bit. That's Cap. Real talk. That was Saturday Night Live has been bad for a long time, but that was. I know we've talked about it before, but
did you like that episode more than their Donald Trump episode?
I don't know if I watched the Donald Trump
or their episode. Hillary Clinton episode.
Did they get both of them? I know they had Donald Trump host. Do they have Hillary Clinton host too?
I can't remember if she hosted. She definitely.
I'm hosting Saturday Night Live.
She was like a cameo in a sketch.
Oh, with Kate McKinnon, who was playing her.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Queens.
I remember that.
Such
a couple
queens.
Of girl bosses on Saturday Night Live, right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that Donald Trump was on Saturday Night Live.
What happened to the days of Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph?
You used to call me on the cell phone?
You used to call me on
the
cell
phone.
Great. Late night when you need some love.
Saturday Night Live has just knocked it out of the park the last decade, honestly, just like overall, I think.
Yeah.
Like there's...
Well, it's that the internet has made it to where SNL isn't as fun to watch, because I feel like the big part about it was almost like the everyday man could tune in and watch an improv show. Like they couldn't go on the internet and look up YouTube videos and shit. You know what?
It'd be the only current like entertainment that would cover like the week's recent events, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else in like the like 80s or 90s would
besides news, the 24-hour
right,
news
but what would show you like comedy about the current world events? You tune in because it's like, oh man, this crazy shit happened this week. Well, I wonder what SNL's going to do with it. But now, because the internet and you have so many comedians online
and hardworking shows that put stuff out like South Park, who make an episode within six days.
Yeah, it's like SNL just kind of is.
It's just not what it was, and it's not that it's like. There is that thing you can say where it became less funny, but I do feel like a big part of it is the fact that it used to be like this cool little, oh yeah, these people just, you know, kind of do these fun little sketches and they do some improv. And to like someone in the like 80s and early 90s or whatever, that's like, whoa, that's awesome. Or at least in the 80s.
Yeah, like live sketch comedy for what's going on in the world. It's crazy.
Because I didn't go to SNL for my comedy. I went to SpongeBob.
Ooh.
And then shortly after, you know, the internet was
SpongeBob around, Night Live.
The internet came around when I was starting to develop memory.
Uh-huh.
Or like it started to become a bigger deal when I was like developing memories and stuff.
I still remember my first time getting on.
I remember getting when Google first came out, just typing in a bunch of shit on Google Images.
Like, whoa!
I would type in like werewolves and gargoyles and get scared, and I'd like hide my face and like look because I was scared that the werewolf, because I'd get like nightmares of werewolves and stuff.
My uncle showed me Google, amongst other things, but I was at his house and he showed me his computer. I remember him showing all of us like, check this thing out. And it was like the old logo, and he typed something in and press enter and be like, whoa.
Do you remember old Google Earth?
Search this.
Do you remember old Google Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like the sphere, and I'm sure it still does that.
It still is. It's just a very high quality version of it.
Yeah.
Google Earth is like super HD now. And I'm pretty sure you can even see like the cloud layers and like it, Google Earth is really fun. Remember back in the day, like Google Earth and on the school computers on like those old ass Dell Windows XP ones, it was like that was just what you'd have to do for fun on the computer because they blocked all the websites. So it'd be like, all right, Google Earth it is. And you just go look around.
I just remembered something that kind of like took me, like I was like, fuck. You remember the Scooby-Doo live action movie?
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, it'll be 20 years old. That was 20 years ago.
Hey, man. Yesterday was 9/11, which meant it was the 20th anniversary of the filming of that one scene of The Master in Disguise.
Yes.
20 years ago yesterday, they were filming that movie.
We really wanted to, for 9/11, we wanted to watch the Nicolas Cage movie, but unfortunately work got in the way and we had to focus on the book. So
what's it called? Just 9/11?
I think it's just called the World Trade Center. Hold up. I don't think I ever want to watch the one with Charlie
Sheen in the elevator with Whoopi Goldberg?
Sheen. And he's like the Mexican actor that's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I think he's in
The Mexican actor that's in a lot of stuff.
Who
are you talking about? Danny Trejo, Michael Peña, pick one.
I think it's the same one that's actually in the 9/11 movie.
He's about to commit suicide in Yes Man. Remember that scene where he sings to him?
Yeah, with his guitar. Mm-hmm. Play some Third Eye Blind.
I just forgot his name.
Shit, I'm going to go see Third Eye Blind this month. The plane.
What was I looking up?
The 9/11 movie.
Yes, 9/11. 9/11.
Was it just called World Trade Center or 9/11? We watched we already saw the crazy parts. We saw when the tower collapses and Nicolas Cage.
They didn't even show the plane go into the building.
I know! The best part!
I was upset. Look, it's like First Attack.
What's the movie called?
World Trade Center. Michael Peña's in this.
Is he?
Yep, that's him.
Oh, yeah. Nicolas Cage screams out in slow motion as the building's collapsing. Run away!
Get out! As CGI rocks start going and reused shots of people running out of exits are used as well.
I think that there might be some conspiracy theory to
9/11. Yeah.
I think it goes deeper than just 9/11, where any movie made about 9/11, they purposely cast the worst actors for it. It's like Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg.
Nick Cage is great.
But for a 9/11 movie.
I know. But like,
Is Whoopi Goldberg a great choice for a 9/11 movie?
Fuck Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
but like, fucking Nick Cage. For me, I'm just glad that Nick Cage, under his slew of different movies, can say he was in a 9/11 movie. He's been in a movie about everything. He was in like a Five Nights at Freddy's ripoff movie, essentially.
Really?
Willy's Wonderland.
Oh my God.
Where he fights against animatronic things.
I didn't know that existed, and we should watch it.
But sometimes he's in really good shit.
He seems like he'll just take any role.
Like, what is that movie? It's very, Raising Arizona.
That movie is classic. Well, that's a comedy, though. He's really good at, he's good in comedy.
Yes.
Raising Arizona is one of the best Coen Brothers movies. And I suggest everybody go watch it.
But recently, though, he was in Mandy, which I liked. And I still have to see
the Bin Laden one.
Pig, or was it Truffle Pig, or whatever it's called? My Truffle Pig.
What's the Bin Laden one he's
Someone
in I wanted to see?
Truffle Pig.
Where he plays the guy that, like, God told him to go kill Bin Laden. It's a true story. So he
I
want to
see that,
East.
Too. Oh, what is that movie? I'm going to look it up real quick.
We were going to watch it, like, we talked about it, like, years ago on Super Mega.
It's just, like, perfect cat. Like, that's where you need to cast Nick Cage. He's going to have so many movies when I go look him up, dude.
Has there ever been a good 9/11 movie? The only good, United 93 was good.
Paul Greengrass.
I liked United 93. I thought that was a very action-packed, well-done movie. Kind of cut out all the bullshit, just kind of made it the day's events and was very, you know, action-packed. But they have yet to make a really good 9/11 movie, I think. Like, I want Michael Bay to direct the big 9/11 movie. Because, you know, I don't think we've gotten the big 9/11 movie yet.
No.
The one that, when you think of 9/11 movies, you're going to think like, oh, yeah, of course, the classic 9/11 movie. I'm sure it will come in our lifetime. But I'd like for Michael Bay to direct it, because I think that would... They should get all the most famous directors together to produce the 9/11 movie and pick great actors for it, such as, like, Owen Wilson.
Oh, no.
Did it get bad reviews?
Well, it has 25% on Rotten Tomatoes and 43% Metacritic. Not only that, but Russell Brand is in it. I don't like him in
Arthur?
Movies. He's fine as like someone who like has a podcast or whatever. That's fine. But like him in movies, I never like every time I saw him like in a movie as a kid, I'd just be like, He plays his part well in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Did he date?
But I don't think he ever really wanted to be an actor. I think he was still like in that phase, because he's chilled out a lot. Because he was like Steve-O. He was in a cycle of substance abuse, and then eventually,
which is pretty badass.
And then, the badass part was that he was able to break out of it. And
you could also say that's the pussy part.
Sounds like a bit of a loser to me.
Bit of a pussy, honestly, for breaking from that. Was he married to Katy Perry, or did I imagine that?
He was.
He was?
Okay. Yeah.
Now it's Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Nice. She pulling these little hotties left and right.
I want to go back to the times where I saw pirates in the movies.
I want to go back to the times when we could listen to a couple of today's sponsors.
Why do they do it like that? Why do they interrupt the middle of a fucking...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, how'd you like those ad reads?
I have to piss. I get you. We're not back yet.
Okay.
I have to piss. Well, I guess technically this will be after the ad reads, but now I have to.
Is there going
to
be another break now? People are going to be like, you just got back. You could have just cut this part out.
But this is good. This is good content, man. We can't waste a single drop of it.
How about this? Behind the scenes, I'm going to record with my phone and send it to you. And I'm going to follow you to the... This is one of the only times we've done this on the podcast. We do it all the time in Let's Plays. Hold up.
Get the
okay,
audio.
I'm starting recording now.
Let's go piss, Ryan.
I'm going to pee too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that late afternoon sun shining down the hall of the Super Megaplex.
I want to make sure to go outside one last time before we...
Now we're walking through our office room where our desks and computers are.
We're walking by our new water cooler.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to get an office style water cooler. I'll lift the toilet seat. All right, let's go ahead.
Remember doing this as a kid?
Yeah, dropping your pants. I'll do that too. All the way to my ankles.
Yep.
Let's cross streams, bro.
Dude, I remember crossing streams with my best of friends and closest of family members.
Look, now you're doing it again at 27.
It takes me a while to get started.
It does, right. Here I go.
Oh. Matt started.
I started pissing.
Matt started pissing.
That's clear piss. When I woke up this morning, my piss was... Oh,
shit.
Oh, we have liftoff, Ryan. We have liftoff. Listen to those streams crossing. Look at that, dude. That's a perfect X. Ooh, Ryan, I think you might be a little more dehydrated than me.
I am. I need to drink more water. I've been doing nothing but drinking water.
I woke up so dehydrated, my piss was...
What does that smell like? It smells like Cheerios, doesn't it?
Whoa, that smells just like Cheerios.
Why does our piss smell like Cheerios? Don't splash any on my face, bro.
I'm not splashing on your face, bro.
Okay, hold up. I'm pulling up my pants.
I'm shaking it off.
Hold on. I got to put the phone down.
I'm shaking it off. All right. Pulling my pants back up.
I'm gonna wipe off the toilet seat because we dribbled a little.
It's a little dribble. Oh, the floor, too, is a little on the floor.
I hope Layton doesn't listen to this part of the podcast.
Ah, jeez. Nah, dude, he'll lick it up.
And now, hold on 1 second. I gotta turn on the sink so they think that we wash our hands and all that. Hold on,
just put it on.
You know, I don't wanna
pretend.
Yeah. But we've been out of soap for a few months. We just gotta let it run a little bit. And then people won't give us shit.
They don't wash your hands.
Washing your hands actually creates more germs because it makes your hands moist.
And also it helps your immune system if you like let it...
Just let germs do their thing. Okay. Well, that was good.
All done with the piss.
And now going back to continue to record the podcast.
I was about to grab a piece of gum, but then I realized I can't chew gum. Let's go in the kitchen. I'm a little hungry real quick. Actually.
Okay. I had some tacos and some rice and some chips and salsa today with my mom.
I have some of these munchkins.
I think I'm going to go to the front. I want to feel the sun on my face.
Oh yeah, I'm on fire.
Matt's still in the kit. Oh. It actually feels really nice outside.
Oh, today's a wonderful day.
Because it's been, like, kind of uncomfortably hot for a bit.
You can kind of smell that, like, fall smell in the air, you know?
Yeah.
Like, today is actually one of the first days, I'd say, of where it kind of feels like fall. Not earlier today, though. Earlier today, it was brutally hot. But right now that the sun is starting to say night-night.
Do you need to grab something?
Allow me to look inside my car real quick.
Inside your Porsche. Oh, I think I see a package over here, Matthew. Hold up. Whoa.
Oh, we got a package?
Yeah.
Damn.
What is... This is the Super Mega. What? What is that? Up there.
Look at how
the trash?
No. That's like a pipe that leaks out rusty water onto right there, completely just covering the ground and the side of the house in rust. The landlord came by and fixed it at one point. I guess I gotta let him know that, you know, shit's back to its old ways again.
Do you want
to
find out what this is?
Let's see what's inside this package. There's another one for Jackson all over. From BA Photo. There's some stuff for the new podcast set that arrived yesterday. Open her up, baby.
Well, usually, there we go.
Woo! What we got, baby? Oh, yes!
Oh, dude!
Yes!
You know what these babies are?
That's our bug assault guns.
Yep. To the flies and mosquitoes.
We've had an increase in mosquitoes and flies somehow getting in the office, so Ryan said, Jackson, can we order those guns that shoot salt to kill the flies?
These look badass.
Those are sick, dude.
And look, yeah, right there, yesterday. Look what came yesterday. I opened it up.
Salt?
The bug assault salt.
Woo!
High performance salt. So now, I actually killed 10 flies today. 11 flies today. So, unfortunately, I wish I had waited. Because now we don't have any to kill.
Oh,
stepped on one of the explosive things. But I wish that in the Vietnam War, that's literally what it just would have been like. Like, we'd just be standing here talking and then boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'd be dead.
Oh, there's one more package. It's from.
Or how innocent civilians in Middle Eastern countries feel whenever the United States decides to.
Oh, there he goes with his politics bullshit. Let's see what Jackson ordered from B&H Photo.
Look. If you were offered the chance to kill someone while holding an Xbox controller...
You're not going to say no.
No, come on. What is it? What is this?
Oh, it's another one of the Sennheiser lavalier mics we ordered. Perfect.
Ooh, okay.
Now we've got one right here. Three. We're waiting on one more, I believe.
We
ordered four.
You're hearing behind the scenes over here at Super Mega.
Ryan.
What is this?
This is some MeUndies they sent me. Part of the subscription that we do get the MeUndies subscription. Let's see what we got. I believe it's Space Jam themed MeUndies.
It just looks like a plain color of underwear.
It is just a kind of salmon colored pair of MeUndies. Small.
Still feels comfortable though.
Small for my small hips and penis. All right, I'll be taking that home today to put all over my. Oh wait.
What?
We have all four Sennheisers, actually. Yeah, there's one open right there. Look at that.
I guess we should get back to the podcast room.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, did you get your snack?
I had one of those munchkin donuts things, but whatever. I'll eat something afterwards.
Get a nice bag of 100-calorie popcorn.
Oh, a little after the cast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was from the mobile podcast unit. The mobile podcasting
Damn.
Unit.
Damn. That was 7 minutes?
Yeah, man. The mobile podcast unit delivers, you know? That's pretty sweet. Well, you should do that more.
Like I was thinking I don't know, that got my brain going because I had this idea that I feel like some people have done it before, but it was just like a setup. I would just set up like a microphone in my car. And if I go with a friend to a movie, just record our thoughts before the movie and then get our reactions or thoughts afterwards or whatever. Just like in a little podcast form.
Yeah, you've talked about
that. Not like video
that.
Or whatever, but.
We kind of did that based on your idea for the Medea
the movie vlog. Review series.
You know, I'd be down later in this podcast to do the, after the next ad break later, to do the another mobile podcasting unit and go explore the garage because there's a lot of shit in there right now.
Okay. We might have to do a part two.
I might just have to go through there and see what's up.
The mobile podcast.
It's the mobile podcasting unit. It's badass, brother. Are you itching those nuts?
I was.
Yeah?
But now I'm drinking some water.
I've gotten a really bad cough the last like three, 4 days. And today and last night's the worst. It's a real dry cough. It's real, real bad. And actually,
is my mom going to get COVID because of you?
This whole podcast while talking. Every like 30 seconds, it tickles like from talking, like I have to cough.
Do you have COVID?
Maybe.
You should go get tested.
COVID's a dry cough, right? This is a real dry cough.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Man, I got to record some vocals. That's my favorite time to record vocals, is when my voice is a little bit raspy. Get that sound I like.
Fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body. Well, honestly, it could just be because we've been exhausting ourselves nonstop.
That's true, because I was about to say the last three
not
days.
Not getting much sleep.
I've been really fatigued in the mornings and like the mid-afternoons. I've been incredibly fatigued.
It's going to be nice to have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I'm taking a little trip to San Francisco.
Yeah.
We're taking 5 days off of work. So because we're finishing the book today, it's Sunday, and then Monday through Friday, we're going to give ourselves a little break. And Ryan will finally get to see his mother,
Yep. I'm going to take a little 4-day stroll through San Francisco and see the sights to be seen, because I love San Francisco.
And then we'll be back to it.
Yeah. Then we'll be back to it. And next week, not next week, the week after this upcoming week, we have Meat Canyon coming to visit and stay with us for a bit. It's
very exciting.
Yes, we're going to make some fun videos. We're going to
film a drunk drawing, maybe.
Might have to
do something like that.
Might have to get into something. Get into some shenanigans with old Hunter. He's going to be crashing on my guest room. I'm very excited.
Crashing on your guest room?
He's going to be crashing on top of the guest room, as in the roof above the guest room. He'll be sleeping up there.
So the second or fourth floor?
No, the guest room is on the first floor and has the roof part there. There's a second guest room up on the fourth floor.
Okay.
But the roof is not right above that, because there's the attic, but the attic is technically just another master bedroom.
Did you take out the tennis court then?
No, that's in the back still. Oh, okay. That's not.
I guess we just haven't gone out to play in a bit.
No, I've had a cough.
Yeah.
I've been a little bit fatigued in the mornings. It's not anything personal. You don't need to take it that deep.
Yeah.
We saw you guys talking online about being gaslit and
sorry.
Yeah, too bad, so sad. Go home, tell dad. Sorry, it's just how it is. For some reason, everyone thinks that the Hennessy
is fake.
It's not real.
Where'd it go?
It's actually, I just noticed it before the episodes. I would have said, where is it? But I noticed it's behind the laptop. Okay. Everyone thinks that the Hennessy bit is fake because we said y'all thought the Hennessy bit was real. What we were referring to was the ad read we did for Hennessy, the super mega Hennessy collab. That's not real. But the Hennessy itself is real. See it?
Yeah.
Here, shake it up, shake it around so they can hear.
Good Foley. I'll provide some good ASMR.
They're going to think we're just adding sounds in.
Hold up. No, it's going to be so good. It's going to be like, it's going to make people go, oh, damn. Okay, hold up.
Ooh. Nice. Tap on the glass. Sorry, I'm ruining it. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another Hennessy ASMR video. Today I'm going to be spinning around this bottle of Hennessy and shaking it around a little bit. You know, slapping it against the microphone. just hitting it real hard. I'm going to slowly take the cap off now. I twist it. And let's open it up. Nice. That's the inside. It smells great. I might take a little bit of a sip. It burns so good. All right, I'll put the lid back on now. I'm already feeling the effects of the Hennessy, the ethanol. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and set it down on the table. And thanks for watching this Hennessy ASMR video.
I actually took a sip.
Yeah, you did. I was hoping when I said I'm going to take a sip that it would force you into actually having to take a sip of the Hennessy.
Shit burns, dude.
It does. Hennessy is, that was Justin's first sip of liquor.
And I'm bleeding out of my ass again, so alcohol's probably not going to be too good for my digestive tract.
Hennessy is one of the alcohols that instantly warms my whole body. I feel like my chest and my
neck. Right now, I can feel it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're making me want to try it now.
I was showing around my sternum or below, like, I guess.
I haven't had a drink in about a week. Should I have a little sip of Hennessy?
Hey, a little Hennessy never hurt anybody.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. A lot of Hennessy has hurt many people.
Yes. Well,
a little Hennessy never hurt anybody.
Let's see.
I always like to take at least a swig or two of Hennessy before going out on my bike.
Riding a motorcycle is a very nerve-wracking thing, and Hennessy calms those nerves.
Exactly. It makes my hands more still on the throttle and loose on the clutch.
You know, I bet there is some science to that. Just the right amount of Hennessy before operating a motor vehicle, and you'll actually perform better. You'll have more confidence and be less nervous.
It is statistically proven that most motorcycle incidents are caused when the person is under the influence of alcohol.
No, it's when they're
sober. Or a lot of them, at least like 40-something percent. I can't remember.
That's not a lot. That's a portion, but that's not a lot, Ryan, because that's less than 50. A lot would be more than 50.
Or maybe it's, hold up. I got to get the numbers right.
Sober people are the ones that cause the most accidents because they lack the confidence to drive
you know, aggressively and carefully. I'm gonna take a sip of this. Oh, smells like Hennessy. All right.
Yeah, 40% were alcohol impaired. 63% of those killed in single vehicle crashes on weekend nights were alcohol impaired.
That is warm. Oh, I don't like. I'm not a fan of Hennessy. I'm not a fan of cognac. I'm not a fan of. Did you see 50 Cent's? You know, 50 Cent has his own brand of cognac.
And
did
50 Cent has cognac?
Mm-hmm. And did you see he promoted it on his 9/11 tweet?
What?
It's a real tweet I saw yesterday.
What do you? He what?
Here it's.
R.I.P. to all those who lost their lives on 9/11. If you don't want to think about it or the sad times, go ahead and take a swig of 50 Cent's Hennessy.
It's this. See, so he posted this black and white.
Mmm, that's good Hennessy by me, 50 Cent.
He posted a picture of the second plane about to strike the tower. And then said, this day will forever be remembered. To those who lost loved ones, my condolences. Hashtag Branson Cognac. Hashtag Leche Mean Du Roy. Yeah, so.
How hard would it be for us to get our own, I don't want to, I would never do it, but how hard would it be to have like a, our own.
Hennessy?
Hennessy.
Probably 6 out of 10-essie.
So,
what's your least favorite alcohol?
Least favorite alcohol?
Mm-hmm. Like you just ginger. Can't stand it. What is it?
Ginger? Not ginger.
What ginger?
Is it? What is gin. It? Gin, yeah. I don't like gin.
It's one of my top favorites, if not my favorite.
I like you and I taste. Are very opposites in terms of taste sometimes, palette. But we'll come together a lot of the times. You like pineapple on pizza, or you enjoy it. It's not something that it's your go-to or anything.
It is my go-to.
It is?
Uh-huh.
I thought you told me that your go-to was just cheese.
No, it's not my go-to. Like, if we're talking about, like, plain pizza, like...
Did you get pineapple on your pizza when we went with Gray and Hayden?
No.
So it's not your go-to, then?
It is my go-to, but sometimes I'm just feeling just a real simple, just cheese. It's good, though. I love pineapple on pizza, man. I don't know why it has to be such a fight, you know? It's like, it's just you either like it or you don't. Who cares? You know? Some people like it on their pizza,
Matt's
some
really
people
bringing
don't.
The world together. We don't have to fight.
Why fight?
Why fight? Why does there need to be war when there could be peace and love, baby? Peace and love, peace and love.
You know, that's what the hippie movement in the 60s was trying to do. Was
yeah, but all they did was fucking spread hysteria and STDs. So
that's actually what the CIA wanted you to believe. They didn't want them popularizing pineapple on pizza, so they injected them all with STDs and then said, look at these fucking disgusting, dirty, bad-smelling white people walking around the streets fucking taking LSD and spreading around syphilis. They got a lot of STDs, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
I mean, STDs were a part of human history for a long time. A lot of royals had it. A lot of it happened a lot in war, you know, because there'd be a lot of pillaging.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, man, a little pillaging never hurt anybody.
No, a little pillaging never. They'd go to brothels sometimes.
Hey, man, a little brothel never hurt anybody either. You know?
A little brothel never hurt anybody.
Big
but
brothel.
A big, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Little brothel, though. Justin's little brothel. He's starting his own brothel.
Is there any other state? I know there's a brothel in
Nevada.
Arizona or Nevada, one of the two.
No, the county north.
Is there
of
any other state that allow? Like, okay, I'm gonna look up what's like. Where are brothels legal? I wouldn't know.
I think the county north of Las Vegas has prostitution legalized.
U.S. Okay.
Surprisingly, not Vegas itself.
Just Nevada. Currently, Nevada. Is the only U.S. jurisdiction, Nevada is the only U.S. jurisdiction to allow legal prostitution in the form of regulated brothels, the terms of which are stipulated in the Nevada revised statutes. Only 8 counties currently contain active brothels.
And I don't think Clark County, which is Clark County where Vegas is? I don't think Vegas itself is one of the counties, if I'm not mistaken. God, I want to go back to Vegas, man. Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Me too.
We gotta film some videos in Vegas this time. We didn't film any last time.
Did we just get caught up in like having fun in Vegas? Because weren't we going? Wasn't the excuse going to be like we were going for Carson's birthday, but we could also knock out like a super mega vlog or whatever?
Yeah, and then we just gambled.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to have a good time. Sometimes I don't want to work. Oh, so filming yourself gambling is working? Yeah. It's taking the fun out of it a little bit sometimes.
So you don't like your job? No, you don't like making videos, is what you're saying.
I like making videos.
You say it takes the fun out of it?
But I don't want to have to think of things to be entertaining. I just want to enjoy myself.
I just want to play a little blackjack.
Yeah, I don't want to rummage around in my brain to think of what I can do to make this situation more entertaining. I just want
to
relax.
Your brain is on the mode just to win as much cash as you can. If you clutter it with thoughts,
I came out positive, baby.
I did not. I lost a couple $100s, I think. Wasn't a good weekend for me. That was right before COVID.
Yep.
Right, but that was January 2020, wasn't it?
The last like trip we made before COVID hit.
Yep, and then I still remember, I have it on my cell phone. I have a screenshot from
Hennessy strong.
You feel it?
Yeah.
Oh, feel a little buzzed. Did you take a legit sip?
I took a sip. Oh. Yeah. What did you do?
I just took a little.
Did you just let it like kind of
run across
grace
my
your tongue?
Yeah. I let it like
absorb into your tongue.
There was enough where I could feel it in my mouth. Like I could feel it spreading around and then through my esophagus, but
might have to go get another colonoscopy.
I
only say that because I'm starting to feel a little interesting down there. It just feels a little like pressure. It's not like I have to shit or anything. I'm just like, feels uncomfortable. There is abdominal discomfort.
Damn. Well, before we get into that,
and
real
when
quick,
I wiped, it was all red.
Oh Jesus! I have a screenshot on my phone of the first time I ever saw a COVID news thing where it said like mysterious virus in China tolls to 100. And I took a screenshot of it and sent it to my friends as a joke, like we're all gonna die, and then it really happened.
But we all didn't die.
Yeah. But your colon, Ryan's colon, the saga you guys thought was over is
same with the fleas. Life is cyclical.
Are the fleas back?
They were. Remember, I got rid of them. They were back like a month or two ago.
I thought you just had them that one time and got rid of them.
I had them for about a month or 2 months. Okay. Had them for a long time.
So you're over here.
That's why it was called the flea saga in the podcast.
I thought it was just one thing, though.
What do you mean?
The flea saga.
There was the one before that. Then there was this other crop up. Because remember, I also had a flea problem last year.
So let me get this straight. You're walking around shitting blood into your diaper, covered in fleas.
Yeah, I gotta check it out because I'm just squirting blood into the toilet.
Why don't you let me ever check it out?
And I have some abdominal pain. And last time I went, they were like, it might be colitis or some form of that maybe. I never really got a straight answer, so I'd like to get a...
Did you get a gay answer?
I'd like to get a gay answer this time, which would be the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he is going up your butt.
He is.
You're so gay for getting a colonoscopy, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like, I lost a lot of respect for you when you went and got that colonoscopy.
It's not a fun process. It's a whole 2 weeks of your life of, like, shitting into a cup, sending it in, going in, then shitting in a cup, and then scheduling the colonoscopy, and then they look in your ass, and then you might have to give them another poop sample.
Didn't you have to mail?
Mm-hmm. I had them on two separate occasions, FedEx cups of my waste, of my bile.
Let everyone know next time so maybe a rabid fan can intercept the package. I got Ryan's poop, guys.
His bloody poop, his bloody mucusy poop.
I got it. Well, I wish you the best of luck. A lot of it could be diet related, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
What you put in?
But that's not what causes you to... I mean, I'm not going to have like a McDonald's burger and all of a sudden for like a month straight just be shitting blood.
What if maybe you have a gluten intolerance or something?
That might be it.
You should get tested for, they have food allergy tests you could take. You can get them at CVS, I think.
But it's just my, because my colon last time was just like inflamed. So, because it's like, it thinks there's an infection, but there's not.
It's probably just cancer.
Hey, you know, could be. Probably not, though. I mean, my family does have a history of colon cancer, specifically, so...
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So, who knows?
Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. You know what else doesn't sound like a lot of fun?
Ad reads.
I was actually going to say my grandma passed away on Friday.
I'll talk about that after we make some money.
Okay. Hey, we're back from those from that second ad break. And I want to go explore the garage in a minute. I was just saying my grandma died on Friday.
Okay.
Which was 21 day, which was 9 plus 10, 21. So real funny, God. You know, you took a great day for me and, you know, and had to go do that. So
had to go ruin it.
You want to go to the garage and dig around?
Sure.
Mobile podcasting unit back one final time.
Let me turn this on. Yeah, we're rolling, baby.
Let's do it. For some reason, I feel like I feel that tiny drop of Hennessy. Like I feel,
I feel like I'm getting over it, but I definitely.
I almost
felt
feel
it.
A little. I haven't drank in like a week, but I feel very.
Turn on right. Some lights.
We're in the garage of the Super Megaplex.
Are these lights?
Yeah, turn those lights on. Oh, it's toasty in here. Look at all these boxes, man. Let's see what we got. We got a bottle of tahini seasoning.
Probably. We got some dumbbells.
Ryan, don't talk about yourself like that. We got Jackson's drink upset. We got a Jackson's margarita maker.
We have
Super Mega pens from when we worked with Shark Robot. We got boxes of those.
There's the trough your mom uses to eat when she comes over.
Oh, I found more. I have Triangle Guy hats and Ouch shirts. I should sell those. Damn, look at that.
Was this all just so you could mention that?
Wow, what?
So,
what
oh, well, that's crazy. Ouch and... Hey, guys, let me know if anyone would be interested in buying some of this.
Look at what I found. What a coincidence.
Hey, but can we go into the garage? I think there's some crazy things in there that we could find. What?
Is there anything in the fridge? Oh, shit, there is stuff in the fridge.
What's in the fridge?
Jackson's been hiding stuff in the fridge from us.
There's the fish sticks surfboard. What? Or skateboard. What do you mean he's hiding stuff?
There's just, like, nice bottles of water.
Oh, yeah, like, there's, like, a bunch of Fiji water?
Oh, no, that's for a video.
What is this for?
It's for a video.
What video?
And the Armenian stuff.
Oh.
There's a lot of ice in the freezer. Look at that. I don't know where these suitcases came from.
These
look... A lot of boxes. A lot of Minecraft books.
What are these?
Those look like...
Dockers?
Those look like sandals that don't look very comfortable.
Ooh, there's the Spider-Man bike from the... You're my boy.
Oh, yeah, 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 from Daddy's Boy. It's this industrial sink.
And water. You're a dad.
Check it out, dude. Go put the phone up next dad. To the ticker for that.
Oh, yeah, hold up.
What is that?
Oh! My phone, it has a magnet on it, so it's fine.
What is it? What is that thing? Clock motor, 24-hour dial time switch. What the hell is that?
Stuffy in here.
It is very stuffy in here.
It's almost like it's a garage with like no ventilation almost.
There is the back of the NASCAR that crashed.
We have the front, right? No.
We have the back and we have one of the sides.
Is the side the one in the office, right?
Yeah.
The editing bay?
Well,
Oh, wow. Whoa!
There's more shirts. Hey, look, another Ouch shirt. That's crazy. Oh, I have some clothes in there I didn't even realize I had here.
There's a Jackson Hawaiian shirt.
And an old Super Mega sweatshirt. All right.
And some cleaning supplies.
Some coins. There is, what's this?
What's the pen?
There's two pennies and then two Japanese yen coins.
So they just went into the garage and said everything that they saw. And,
All right, bye.